For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy. Live life to its fullest as disciples of Jesus Christ. We have a question and answer session today. Let's get started.
Please address a situation when a wife is more mature spiritually than her husband. I had thought until recently that I should wait for him to take the lead. Recently, I have begun to grow at my own rate and to pray for him. Thank you. Well, there's a very classic passage that answers the question of a wife who's on a different spiritual wavelength. It's 1 Peter 3, 1. Wives, in the same way, Peter is referring back to chapter 2, where he speaks of slaves being obedient to their masters. Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words. And I believe that this translation could be also, if a husband is not a Christian or is not acting like a Christian, whichever, obviously you would be on a different spiritual wavelength. There are no exceptions for wives in this position. We are still to be submissive. And this is the crucial part to remember here. They may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. So don't quote Elizabeth Elliot to your husband, and don't leave Elizabeth Elliot books around with highlighting on the spots that you think your husband needs. Elizabeth, please elaborate about the emotional stages your parents experienced when you went to the mission field. I went to the mission field in 1952 before anybody ever heard that we were supposed to go through emotional stages. I really don't mean that to be a flippant answer. My parents would not have dreamed of revealing to me the emotional stages they went through. I don't suppose they even talked about it to themselves. I mean, they knew, of course, that their hearts were broken to have to say goodbye to their oldest daughter, and they had, they were about to say goodbye to my brother. I think four of us left for the mission field within 2 years, four of the six of us. So they undoubtedly went through some emotional stages, but they were not defined in those days, and they certainly were not talked about, and it didn't cross their minds that they ought to get counseling. So I just don't know. I'm sure it was hard. There was a time when my daughter and her husband were very much hoping that they would be going to a foreign mission field. Her husband grew up in Africa, child of missionaries, and that was very difficult for me to face, as much as I prayed that God would lead them wherever he wanted them to go. I'm 37 years old, mother of four children, 12 years to 3 years, and I'm a homemaker. I'm married to a loving Christian husband who is a farmer. I'm a Christian, yet I feel a void in my life which I cannot identify. I find myself depressed half the time. To others, my life looks ideal and appears that way to me. What is missing? I'd appreciate any advice. Probably simply thanking God for exactly where you are and recognizing that God has given you the highest and holiest honor that God ever gives to any woman, which is to be a mother and a homemaker. There just isn't any higher calling. And I think the depression comes because of the pressures of the world telling us that we need to do something fulfilling. This is a boring job. You're not using all your education. You're not using your brains. You don't have any outlets. Your children are your outlets. Your husband is your outlet. And we can read Christian history and find that women found their fulfillment up until they were told that fulfillment lies somewhere else. Will you raise my 7-year-old for me, please? I wouldn't want to start at 7, you know. You have to start it when the child is born. But and my husband has put a little note down here to recommend the book called The Obedient Child. It's a book by Ken Wilson, I think is the name. It's a wonderful book. Also, I wanted to mention about this question of submission to a husband who's on a different spiritual wavelength. I have just today completed reading a book called Liberation Through Submission by, I think her name is P.B. Wilson. She goes by the name Bunny, but on the cover it's P. something Wilson. Liberation Through Submission. It is a wonderful book. I'm going to recommend it on the radio. She says everything I want to say, plus a whole lot of things I never even thought of saying about submission in that book. If Jim knew that he was going to be killed in Ecuador, do you think he would have gone, and what would he say? Of course, I mean, it's questions like what would have happened are impossible, aren't they? Because we don't have any idea what would have happened. But my guess is, of course he would have gone to Ecuador. He would have been tickled to death. I've often said that if God had given him a smorgasbord of choices as to how he would like to die, he would have chosen the way he died. I cannot think of anything more glorious. And I know that he went to the Alcas with the full consciousness that he might not come back. We talked for weeks about what I was going to do if he didn't come back, and I did exactly those things. And he left having tied up all the ends in his life, practically. He had written in his journal several years before that, when it comes time to die, make sure that all you have to do is die. I just lost my husband this year in June. I find God's grace and peace is sustaining me and feel almost guilty I'm not grieving more. How did you cope with the loss of two husbands? I can't imagine. Well, yes, you can imagine. If you can cope with the loss of one, you know that the grace will be there for the loss of the second. Of course, it seemed to me that I wouldn't be able to bear it, but God knows. His promise is, no temptation hath taken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful. And he will never allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. And that promise God has fulfilled, absolutely. The two worst things I could ever imagine happening happened, and the grace was there, sufficient. As you went through the grief or loss of your husbands, besides God's word and his loving grace, what did you find the most helpful to get through the pain of those losses? Amy Carmichael's maxim taught to me through her poem, "In acceptance lieth peace." And I do believe that acceptance is the key to healing for anything that we can't change. I'm often asked how I got through the five stages of grief. And my answer is, we didn't know about the five stages of grief before Elizabeth Kubler-Ross came up with that study. And I really don't believe that I went through five stages of grief, because one of them is anger, and I certainly have no, unless my memory is totally deceiving me, I have absolutely no recollection of ever being angry at anybody, at God or at the Alcas. I wasn't angry at the Alcas because I knew they didn't have any idea why those men were there until I got to know them, and then I found out that the reason was what I had guessed. They thought the men were cannibals. They didn't want to be eaten. But that acceptance, which is a willed act, it's not resignation. Well, this is the will of God. I guess there's nothing I can do about it. It is a willed, voluntary, deliberate act of acceptance. Lord, I will receive this widowhood by your grace, and help me to glorify you in the sphere of widowhood. And the other scripture that meant so much to me was 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. These little troubles, which are really so transitory, are working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. So you have to constantly be looking away from the visible, the empty shoes in the closet, the handwriting that you come across that has his own marks, and you look at the invisible. Where is he now? What glory does he experience? This question goes on. As I have sent a very valued treasurer ahead, my wife of over 25 years and at the age of 46, to breast cancer. It's been only 17 months. I want to thank you for your books. They have helped. I also thank our Lord Jesus for your ministry. What word of advice would you give to someone considering missionary service? I think the verse that I started out with tonight would be the perfect verse. The servant is not greater than his Lord. It is enough for the servant that he be as his master. And when all kinds of things happen to you on the mission field, you find out that the job is not what you expected it to be, Nobody appreciates you. Nobody is waiting with bated breath for the messages you've come to give. You're not going to be thanked for a whole lot of things you do. What else is new? It is enough for the servant that he be as his master. Don't even think of going to the mission field. Without a servant heart, you will be useless. Is going into missions a risky business? You bet your life it is. It's risky. Obedience to God is a very risky business in human terms. But it's the only security I know of in the whole universe. Is there any security? Is there any safety outside of the will of God? A friend of mine told me that when she told her parents that she was thinking about going to the mission field, they just went up in smoke. And they said, but what if you die over there? And she said, I will. And they said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, I've got to die someplace. She said, whether I die here or over there, what's the difference? It doesn't make any difference to me where I die, but it does make a very big difference to me whether I die in the will of God or out of the will of God. John the Baptist died in the will of God. Stephen died in the will of God. Jesus Christ died in the will of God. What else could we ask?
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.